Coming up on episode number 767, well, for tonight's show, in honor of Comic Book Day, which is this upcoming Saturday, I'll talk a little bit more about what the heck Comic Book Day is. Whether you're on the DC side of the fence or the Marvel side of the fence, there's something on tonight's show for everyone. Covers of songs about comic book characters, of course, right? You know, whether it's songs that that mention them or themes from TV shows or movies, all of that right here, right now, coming up right now. Where else but on Coverville?
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2011. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville Tonight. By request, a special Comic Book Day episode of Coverville. And I know what you're saying. All right, maybe there are some of you out there who don't care about comic books. That's fine. You're still going to enjoy the music here. I mean, you've heard of, that song by Donovan, right? You've heard of The Flaming Lips, right? You've heard of Three Doors Down, for example. Well, you'll hear covers of those songs on here as well. And whether you're a subscriber or a follower of comic books or not, I think there's something on tonight's show for everybody. Comic Book Day, just really quickly, is a U.S. Thing. I believe they only do this in the USA, although if they do it outside of the U.S., I'd love to know about it. The first Saturday in May is Comic Book Day, and every independent comic store that participates has a ton of free comics to give you. You walk in the door, you get loaded up with tons of fun stuff to read, and it doesn't cost you a penny. Introduce you to comics of characters you've never heard of, or comic characters that you know about, things like that. And this actually did come from a request. Let's actually listen to that request real quick. No, that's not the request. This is the request. Yeah, see? Glad I checked that before I did anything. Here's the request.
Hey, Brian, it's Jackal in BC, and I'm calling to request again this year something to do with Free Comic Book Day, which is the first Saturday in May. I thought a Coverville show with comic book characters in the songs, such as, Superman, Sunshine Superman, or Pink Floyd's song where they say the line Doctor Strange is always changing sides, or Magneto and Titanium Man, something along those lines. Led Zeppelin's where they sing the Winds of Thor are blowing cold. Anyway, something tying in with comic books and promoting Free Comic Book Day. Enjoy the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing something about this. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Yes, Jackal, no problem. And Jackal in D.C., the show is going out to you for suggesting it. Let's kick things off with a cover by Moxie Fruvis. Here is the Spider-Man theme from their album Bargainville. Seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Boon, big baboon, big baboon, big baboon, big baboon.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud, he's got radioactive blood. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Shooby-Doo, rock steady crew, find him an octoped on. With flair, there goes the Spider-Man.
In the heat of night, at the scene of a crime, with the speed of light, he arrives just in time.
Well, no red-blooded boy or girl would miss this Saturday's appearance of Spider-Man down at the local county fair, unless, of course, they're at home with their collections.
Spider-Man's master plan, build his own little spider clan in the woods, now they're troops, fighting for special interest groups. Look out,
where?
Wherever there's a bang,
there,
You'll find a great big hang up.
You'll find the Spider-Man.
My spider sense is tingling. It sure is. In such films as Spidey Goes Speed Racing, Spidey Hawaii, Spidey's Girl, Spidey My Pal, Spidey the Underwater Adventure Seeker, Spidey the Fun Licker, Spidey a Drink for All Ages.
I am Iron Man.
Can he see or is he blind? Can he walk? He's a killer.
Is Magneto and Titanium Man by the Pontiac Brothers. That comes from their album Johnson, which came out, when did that come out? 1988, a cover of the song by Paul McCartney and Wings. Kind of like, you know, one of those things that if I was going to do a comic book theme show that wasn't covers, that would be one of the ones I'd have to include is the original version of that. Because it's so cool. It talks about Magneto, Titanium Man, and even talks about the Crimson Dynamo, some lesser-known characters from the Marvel Universe. Before that, staying within the Marvel Universe for this first set, before that was the theme, the Lonely Man theme by Dr. G-Wiz from the Hollywood vs. Hip-Hop album. That is the theme that they used at the end of The Hulk as David, not Bruce, but David Banner is walking away from the camera. Every episode is, you know, kind of the sad the sad thing. They even talked about it on an episode of Family Guy as Stewie gets Brian to play the Lonely Man theme or play the Hulk walking away theme. Before that, Iron Man, by a group that actually started their career as a Black Sabbath cover band. That is the Cardigans from their first album, their first big album here in the U.S. First Band on the Moon from 1996 with a cover of Black Sabbath's Iron Man. And then we start off the set with Spider-Man by Moxie Fruvis. That you'll find on their album Bargainville. What a fun band, man. Just such a great representation of the kind of fun stuff that you'll find from Moxie Fruvis. I don't think it's all, I'm trying to remember, I mean, some of their stuff isn't a cappella, but has a lot of harmonies and stuff in it. Anyway, really cool stuff. If you like that, then definitely check out some more stuff by Moxie Fruvis. Coverville tonight welcoming back a sponsor that we haven't had in a while, but glad to have them back, Viator. And really, really cool deal with Viator. Viator. I was going to make sure I pronounced it right. Viator is gets you unforgettable experiences and unforgettable deals. So you've got a trip maybe planned out to Europe somewhere, or maybe you're going to New York or Grand Canyon or San Francisco, Las Vegas, wherever. And you've got a couple things you're going to do while you're out there. Maybe it's for business or maybe you're seeing family, but you know, you've got some extra time and you could wander around the city and, you know, maybe see some cool things, or you could book a tour or things to do with the worldwide leader in that sort of thing, which is Viator. You'll find them over at Viator.com. Guaranteed lowest prices, no fee cancels up to 7 days out. So if you all of a sudden get some plans and need to change things around, you can do it without a problem. And you can change your dates without a fee. Some incredible tours, and we'll talk about that later this month, but music tours. How about a trip through London to see some of the most famous music sites in the city, or Las Vegas. Actually, I just got to see Beatles Love, and I bought my tickets on Viator, and the experience could not have been easier. You print out your stuff, you go to the front office, the VIP line at the ticketing office, the box office, and bam, you're right in. You don't have to wait in the long lines or any of that nonsense, and you save a ton of cash. Check them out, Viator.com. You'll be hearing about them all month here on Coverville, and I couldn't be happier. Plus, something new that we're going to talk about with them coming up later on in the month. Check them out, Viator.com, and we thank them. Coverville thanks them for their sponsorship. All right, so that whole first set was all Marvel-related stuff. Let's go ahead and go to DC for the second set here. And when you talk DC, you know, you talk about Batman, Wonder Woman, but there's really one character that has had more songs written about him than anybody else, and I'm talking about Superman. Kicking things off with a cover of Donovan's song, Sunshine Superman, here is Spirit of the West.
Out easy, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, Superman, a Green Lantern. Got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle dive for your pose in the sea. I guess that you can just sit there on your velvet throne. About all the rainbows that you call for your own. 'Cause I made my mind up. You're going to be tell you right now, every trick in the book now, baby, that I can find.
Like that. Oh yes, oh yes. Oh, yes, sir, three bags full soon.
All right, I broke one of my rules. I played two songs from the same album, back to back. Uh-oh. That was Waiting for a Superman by a group called Nightmare of You, from a compilation album called Sound of Superman, which came out in 2006. A bunch of songs all relating to Superman. Some covers, I think a couple originals on there too. Nightmare of You covering The Flaming Lips, Waiting for a Superman. Right before that, another song from that same album, Brainiac's Daughter by Royal. That is by a group called the Dukes of Stratosphere. And if you're not familiar with who the Dukes of Stratosphere are, I've got three letters for you. XTC. Yes, it's a fake psychedelic band that the boys in XTC did as a joke, as a lark, right? A couple of albums they put out, 25 O'Clock and Psionic Sunspot, both of which were collected on a double disc CD set that's really worth picking up. Very cool stuff. It's very cool to hear the XTC really fully explore the psychedelic range that they kind of touch on in a few of their songs. So again, Royal with their cover of Brainiac's Daughter. And before that, Superman. This is by Mirrorball Associates from their album from 2008 called Covers Volume 1. There sadly never was or hasn't been a Volume 2, but keep an eye out for that one. The original song was done by The Click. However, REM had a very popular version of that song, Superman. And then Donovan Sunshine Superman by Spirit of the West was what we kicked off the set with. You'll find that on a tribute to Donovan called Island of Circles. A bunch of different people covering Donovan music and a really good CD. As a result, Coverville today is also brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. You know, they're the speakers that I use here in the Coverville studios, and I absolutely love them. Let's talk a little bit about the Audio Engine 5. You know, their innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features, like the Audio Engine 5, the A5 premium-powered bookshelf speakers, award-winning sound, and the perfect audio upgrade. Real speakers for all your music. Audio Engine 5 is wireless ready and has great inputs, great connectivity to whatever you want to use to listen to it. When you're ready to buy, go to audioengineusa.com and enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. When you buy online, you'll get 10% off your order, free shipping, no tax, and all of your cables included. Check them out at audioengineusa.com. All right, let's get to the last set of music here. And, you know, there's so many songs about Superman that they kind of had to spill over into the first song of the last set. You've been waiting for a cover of Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. Here it is. This is Gina Jeffries from Australia. I actually performed this on the Andrew Denton Breakfast Show as part of the Musically Challenged or the Musical Challenge segment. Here is Kryptonite.
My troubled mind, I left my body laying somewhere in the sands of time. I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. After all, I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might. Strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets I will keep. You took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up and put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite.
talking about comic books or I'll kill you. I don't care if the Hulk could defeat the Man of Steel. I'm gonna rearrange your face if you continue to debate whether Logan's claws could pierce Steve Rogers' shield. I just couldn't care less if they bring back Kraven. I don't care if Spider-Man's a clone. Stop spending all our cash on back issues of The Flash, or I swear to God you're gonna spend your twilight years alone. You can call them graphic novels, still just plain old comic books to me. And I don't see why you must always ceaselessly discuss the post-zero-hour continuity. For the last time, I won't read those Kirby X-Men. Know that I prefer the work he did for DC. If you don't want to die, you'll lose that overstreet price guide, Comics Buyer's Guide and Wizard Magazine. But get the new Invisibles for me.
The Mock Song.
That's it. That is the old X-Men cartoon theme from the 90s, from the morning Saturday morning cartoon based on the X-Men characters. That is performed by a group called Power Glove, appropriately on a 2010 album called Saturday Morning Apocalypse. They take on a bunch of stuff on there, like the Transformers theme and... Who else? I'm trying to pull up the thing here. Batman. They do a cover of This is Halloween from Nightmare Before Christmas. Johnny Quest. A couple Pokemon tunes. Inspector Gadget. I mean, these guys really know their geekery as far as their music geekery. That is Power Glove from Saturday Morning Apocalypse from last year with X-Men. Before that, Stop Talking About Comic Books or I'll Kill You. That is the name of the song. And what probably a few people are thinking about as they listen to this episode, that is performed by Adam Selzer from a live album called Geeks Gone Wild in Chicago, a cover of Ookla the Mox song, much more of a stripped down acoustic version of the Ookla the Mox song. In the Garage, plenty of comic book references in there. Kitty Pryde, Nightcrawler, they talk about in there. Originally done by Weezer, covered by Missoula for a tribute to Weezer called Making Noise, which came out in 2007. And then Gina Jeffries started us out with a cover of Three Doors Down, Kryptonite. That's something she recorded for the Andrew Denton Breakfast Show in Australia, and they put it on the Musical Challenge Disc 2. Which all those are a lot of fun, all covers and all unusual songs done by unusual artists, some that you know here in the States, some that you know if you're Australian. And with that, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed this. And if you are a comic book fan, hopefully this weekend you are going to go out to your local independent comic store and support them by not just getting some free comics, but maybe picking up some new stuff. You know, graphic novels. Get the Watchmen graphic novel if you haven't read it, or the Walking Dead graphic novel, or the collections. Those are awesome. Worth picking up if you're not a comic book head. You know, even stuff like Road to Perdition, things like that start out as graphic novels and comics, so worth picking up, absolutely. We'll be back on Thursday with a tribute to Robert Johnson, who the old blues man, who would have been 100 this week. So look for a tribute to Robert Johnson later on this week, on Thursday. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pan Studios Ultra Feed. Ultra, I'm telling you, it's ultra. Check out that over at frogpans.com. Podcasts so good, they're faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Frog Pants.
Program so good, it's like you're there.